Spirits. And Andy Baku is here from Wolverine Market. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
This could be a fun weekend, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Weather is shaping up really nice, and we're happy for that.
The new location is one that you're no stranger to, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Beer Fest, but the group that puts on Art on the River also does a Beer Fest in September.
Yes, we are obviously a nonprofit, the Citizens for Vibrant Community, and puts on both events, and we're excited. The location is beautiful and easily accessible. We have plenty of parking. Great, spot to, put everything all together.
The beer tent will open at 8 o'clock tonight for the dance party, and then it'll be open during the day tomorrow and Sunday as well. What are you going to have going on in the beer tent?
Always fun stuff, Paul. Our friends from Jerry's Distributing is going to have some the old standby, and then there's going to be some new stuff that we'll be bringing in, such as summer beverages, whether it's tropical or just a basic, Coors Light, Miller Light, and there's going to be some girdly stuff there. We'll have, of course, we'll have some non-alcoholic beverages as well. Our friends at Pepsi has helped us out. Three Olives is another one of our sponsor, fantastic people to work with too. So if you like some good whiskeys, Bushmills, we will do Tin Cup, which is this is high end stuff. We don't mess around.
No, you and, don't.
So whenever Andy's in the beer tent, wine tent, liquor tent. It's always good stuff.
You know it's going to be good, absolutely.
Yeah, there's the Three Olives, they make a rosé, which is rosé wine, is very popular. Basically I put it in the shaker and a twist of lemon and lime and just enjoy. And, of course, we'll whip up some really fancy drinks if they wanted to, or you could just have a soda or water or, a nice glass of wine. We'll have some fun wines that will please everybody, sweet, dry, red, white, summery stuff. Yeah. We'll make some spritzers, and we'll have some fun stuff. Come on out and have a good time. Looks like Derek is going to be a blast.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, he's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow night. Derek St. Holmes, the featured performer, but he's not the only one playing. There's going to be bands all weekend. We'll talk more about that coming up in a little bit. You and I were talking off the air a little bit about the craft beer revolution that's taken place really over the last 20 or 30 years. It doesn't happen overnight, but we've really kind of adapted our tastes here in this country to craft beer, haven't we?
Yes, we have, and we'll be featuring some of that. Grand Armory is one of Jerry's Distributing. It's a small brewery. They make some fun stuff. One of them is called Nutter Your Business, which is basically peanut butter and chocolate. So you see, they're getting crazy. Some fantastic IPAs that they make, and we'll bring in some other fun stuff that are constantly coming out, Yeah. So we feature something new, we feature something fun, I believe the companies, they appreciate that because they put it in front of a lot of people. Yeah. To be able to sample it, instead of just more than one person at a time. We'll have some great volunteers to help out, and we obviously, thanks to our sponsors, a lot of local sponsors, fantastic businesses in the community that help us out. A lot of them are downtown, whether it's Port Huron Tire or Wells Fargo. They're just great people. And all of our volunteers, of course, they work really hard. And maybe I'll buy them a beer or something later on.
You heard it here, Andy. That's their pay. I'll tell you what, downtown has really come alive in the last few years, hasn't it?
This is perfect. And Trina's always... biggest concern is to do this event downtown. There's been talk to go somewhere else, along with the beer festival. My son loves the spot over there in 8, and right on the water. This is blue water. When you're talking, whether it's the community foundation, whether it's the city, whether it's anybody else, what's going on in Port Huron. So these are core group of people that is local, no help from the government. As far as, trying to put a burden on taxpayers,
right.
The city works with us very well.
Yep.
But we do it all on our own, and other groups do the same thing also, to bring stuff downtown. So we're bringing stuff downtown. Yeah. All these people that are downtown, I think they will love and enjoy, and they can walk to it.
Well, absolutely, and it's great. Yeah, it's great to have so many people downtown, everything within walking distance. Art on the River is this weekend. You've got the Beer Festival coming up in September. A lot of things going on between now and then. So it's a great time to be downtown.
Yes, sir, it is. Come on down and boogie with us, and we're going to have some rocking music tonight.
I'll tell you, tonight and then Saturday and Sunday, too, Art on the River in downtown Port Huron at Kiefer Park, which is just a great location along the St. Clair River. Andy from Wolverine Market, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you.